Chapter 2. To the Breeding Grounds. All other penguins mate and have their chicks in the spring and summer. The days are much lighter then, and there is more food. Their chicks can grow big and strong in the warmer months. This helps them to survive the long, cold winter. But emperor penguins cannot mate in the spring. The chicks are too large and they grow too slowly. The chicks do not get fat on their bodies quickly. They will not be big and strong and will not survive the next winter. Also, the penguins mate and have their chicks on ice. So the weather must be very cold. The penguins mate and have their chicks on ice. But there are many thousands of penguins in the colony, and they have to find very large places with ice in the winter for their breeding ground. The penguins must mate on the ice before the winter and have their chicks in the winter. But there are good things about this. Most animals leave the Antarctic in the winter, so there are no predators near the breeding grounds. This helps the penguins to survive. The penguins have to find very large places on the ice in the winter for their breeding ground. In the Antarctic summers, the emperor penguins live in the sea. There are lots of fish and other food there, and the birds grow fat and well. This will help them to survive the difficult winter months. Then April comes. It is autumn in the Antarctic, and the easy months of the summer are finishing. Now, the emperor penguins must travel between 20 and 120 kilometres from the sea across the ice to the breeding grounds. There, they will get together in a big colony. They will find a mate for that winter, and together in their pair, they will have their chick. Emperor penguins find a new mate every year. There is not time to find their mate from the year before. It is autumn in the Antarctic, and the easy months of the summer are finishing. Thousands of penguins are making the journey to the breeding grounds. It is very difficult for them because the ice changes every year. There are new ice shelves, open water, and other difficult places on the journey. The camera crew is waiting near the breeding grounds for the penguins to arrive and make their colony. Many days pass, and the penguins are not there. How do the penguins find the same breeding grounds every year? The camera crew does not know. Are the penguins going to a different breeding ground this year? They think. The camera crew is waiting near the breeding grounds for the penguins. Then suddenly, the camera crew hears the calls and sees the penguins on the ice. They are walking towards their breeding grounds, and there are thousands of them. The emperor penguins are there on the ice with the wind and snow all around them. It is a warm day for Antarctica in winter, and the temperature is minus 20 degrees Celsius. The camera crew is very happy. The travelling colony of penguins is very beautiful to watch. There are now thousands and thousands of penguins coming towards the breeding grounds. Emperor penguins can swim well, but travelling on the ice is more difficult for them. Sometimes the birds walk slowly. Sometimes they lie on their stomachs and use their feet to push their bodies over the ice. The camera crew hears the calls and sees the penguins on the ice. Often, a penguin leaves the others and swims in the water between the ice. Sometimes, there are many penguins in the water and there is no room for others. How can emperor penguins survive in the cold seas and ice of the Antarctic? Their bodies help them. The emperor penguins' feet are at the back of their bodies. Their feet help them to swim fast, but they are not good for walking on ice. The birds waddle. Their bodies move from side to side. Emperor penguins have much more fat on their bodies than other penguins. This helps them keep warm, but makes them very heavy. Their special feathers also help with their body temperature. Emperor penguins can move their feathers and their wings. Then their bodies can be warm in the cold and colder in warmer temperatures. The penguins' feathers also help them in the water. The feathers move close to their bodies, and the penguins can swim very fast. They can swim faster than human swimmers and for a much longer time. But the penguins must keep their feathers very clean or they will not be able to swim as fast. They clean their feathers with their bills. Emperor penguins' bodies help them to survive in the cold Antarctic. Penguins can also swim fast because they have special flippers. These flippers drive the penguins through the water and help them turn from side to side quickly. This helps them to catch lots of fish and other food. The penguins' large, heavy bodies also help them to swim more than 500 meters under the water. Penguins can stay underwater for more than 30 minutes. Flippers. The penguins' large, heavy bodies help them to swim more than 500 meters under the water.